Forest FM Coffee Break. It's time for the Coffee Break on Forest FM, and I have some very special guests in the studio with me at the moment. We have Dave Graves. He is the head teacher at Hillside First School in Verwood. And with him, a couple of the children from the school, Olivia and Isabella, and Debbie, the office administrator. Hello, folks. How are you?
Morning, Steve. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us on board today. Yes.
Welcome to Forest FM. Never been here before, have you?
No.
And you've got a brand new head teacher at your school. How long have you been there, Dave?
I've been here, at Hillside First School since the 1st of September. So right. Just over a month now.
And before that, you were where?
I was at Parley First School last year for a couple of years there as deputy head teacher.
Right. Now, a little birdie told me before you were into teaching, you were an operations manager at a bank. So how on earth did you manage to switch
from banking
to teaching?
You've done your homework. I worked for Barclays for 10 years, like you say, as an operations manager. Always wanted to be a teacher and work in education and make a difference to children's lives, particularly at the younger age where you can have the biggest impact. And the department I was working for was offshore to India. So it was the perfect opportunity for me at that point to train to be a teacher. And I've never looked back really since. Absolutely love being in education and making a difference, hopefully, to children's lives.
Brilliant.
Priceless.
And I believe your wife, Louise, is a teacher as well?
Yeah, she is as well. She had a career as well before going to education. She was an operations manager, but she is also a teacher as well. So we just love teaching, love education, and you know we spend a lot of time at home talking about that as well, actually.
Right. Now, Hillside is a great school. Now, I can personally vouch for that because both of my kids went to Hillside School many moons ago now. I'm feeling my age, but they both went to Hillside School, and then they went off to QE in Wimborne, and both ended up at Bournemouth Uni as well. And they're still in Verwood, which is great, I think. So let's go back to you again then, Dave, and tell us a little bit more about how you find Hillside and what your priorities are for the coming years.
Yeah, absolutely. If I can just say a little bit about the school. So it's been great start, really warm welcome from the parents, the staff and the children. And when we spoke to the team, when I spoke to this team at the start of the year, the most important thing was getting our vision and our sort of strapline for our school, which is not just saying it, but living and breathing it, which is putting children at the heart of everything we do, which is massively important. You know, if we're making decisions that don't impact on the children, then why are we doing it? And that's massively important, as well as happy children being the best they can be and making the best of the opportunity of for their education, really. That's really important. I think along the lines as well of giving them the skills to be successful in life, because you know when I was at school there was probably leave school and there's one job for life. Now there's lots of different jobs when you go out there and people change careers quite often, and it's just trying to install in them in a young age those sort of presentation skills, teamwork, collaboration, and that supportive environment in a school for us is really important, and just supporting them. You know, all schools up and down the country teach reading, writing and maths. It's the extra bit we do at Hillside, the supporting them, the awe and wonder moments, happy children and feeling that sense of success and pride in their work's massively important to all of us.
Yeah, and invariably healthy children are happy children, aren't they? And I believe you're a big advocate of sports in schools.
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent a lot of time over my life sort of playing different sports and things, and the sort of the skills you can get from the sports field as well, which can be transferred into life, are massively important. And what we're really lucky at Hillside is with our school grounds and the facilities we've got. So it's a really important thing for me is making the most of our school site, our huge field, and PE as well, and opportunities for PE. So this half term we've had Ripper Rugby in to do some sessions with the children, and we're also looking at just developing our school field to implement more of a forest school in there for the children as well. So that kind of bushcraft, den building, so learning outside the classroom, which is obviously massively important for us as well.
Yeah, it's a shame you don't have the swimming pool anymore. They went, when my kids went to Hillside, there was a swimming pool there, but that's long gone now, isn't it, unfortunately? I think they filled it in and made a vegetable bed from it or something.
That's right, yeah, we've got like a reflection garden there now. And I think, yes. I know Olivia and Isabella, what did you think about the swimming pool not being there anymore?
We were sad, but if it was heated, We're happy it isn't there because it was cold, but if it was heated, I wanted it there.
I think it wasn't heated, it was quite cold,
yeah.
Actually. Well, we're going to have a little break now for some music. Now, you've both told me that you like Harry Styles, is that right?
Yeah.
So which Harry Styles song do you think we should play?
As it was.
Did you two want to do a little introduction as well? A little sing-song before you start?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Okay then.
Off you go.
3, 2, 1, go.
You know it's not the same as it was in this world. It's just us. You know it's not the same as it was. As it was.
That's lovely, that's lovely. Well, here's Harry to sing it himself.
Everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who'll stay.
Harry Styles, of course, especially for Olivia and Isabella, who are here from Hillside Community First School today with their head teacher, Dave. We're having a good old chat, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Dave, I wanted to ask you about the Wimborne Academy Trust, or WAT, because I'm not quite sure what it is. Can you tell our listeners, please?
Yeah, Wimborne Academy Trust, we're made up of 13 schools, and we provide an all-through education for our children. And again, it's really important for us as a trust, having children at the heart of all our decisions. What it allows us as a trust to do for all our schools and staff there is sort of that collaboration, that support, and just giving the children the absolute best possible education. That's really paramount for us. And that's what we do, I think.
Right.
So, yeah, 13 schools locally, hoping to expand as well.
And you have a choice of schools in Verwood. So you would obviously like children to come to Hillside. So what are you doing at the moment to encourage or entice parents to send their children to Hillside?
Yeah, so obviously coming in, we've changed a few things around. We now have a weekly newsletter. We've obviously got a high quality curriculum for the children and some great outcomes from last year. We've got now on a now we're able to bring parents into school a lot more to sort of show off the work that the children are doing. We've implemented a Star of the Week assembly or a celebration assembly on a Friday, which each class during the celebration assembly has a Star of the Week. And that Star of the Week is allowed to invite in two members of their family to join in and come and watch the celebration assembly. And we've had two very talented parents who have transformed the back wall with our Dream Big logo and stars. So once a child has had their star, they put it up on the wall. They're also allowed to come and have a hot chocolate with me and biscuits to celebrate their week, so I can find out a bit about what they've been up to and sort of get to know them better and discuss what they've been learning as well. But the key things for us are those awe and wonder moments as well you get in school. You know, those maybe trips or the high quality outcomes. And I always believe that children's education should have a purpose. So if they're writing letters, okay, where can we send those letters? Can we send them to the local care home residents? Could we send them to the children's hospital to make a link there with the children? And if it's all right, Steve, I'll just tell you a little story about when I was at school, one of those awe and wonder moments.
Sure, yeah.
This is going to show my age a little bit, though. So I was in year four at school, and it was basically 60 children. And at that time, computers were only just sort of coming into schools, and it must have been, I think, probably a Dragon 64. Some people are thinking, what is he talking about? But it had tape cassettes in, so you'd queue up and wait for the program to load.
Yes.
A lot of the time the tape might get chewed up or it would crash, but then when it was your moment on there, like 10-20 seconds, it was just like, oh my goodness, you know, look, I'm on a PC here. But nowadays that's something that the children are just second nature to.
Well, yeah, you got better computers on your phone now, haven't you?
Yeah, that is true.
It's amazing. Fantastic stuff.
We're also really lucky with our parent teacher association as well. So they do great things at our school and raise money for different things. And last Friday we had, didn't we, Isabella and Olivia, we had the school discos. And Isabella, how did you get on with the dance competition and that?
Really good. I got a medal.
A medal? Gold, silver or bronze?
Plastic.
Oh.
Plastic, but you won. You were the best dancer, weren't you? And you even beat me with my dance moves up there.
And I believe you've had some tours of the school. Are you doing any more tours? Any guided tours?
Yeah, Steve. So we've had a couple of open days this week. And we've got some next Thursday, 13th of October at 9 o'clock. And Tuesday, the 18th of October, again at 9 o'clock. And they can be booked on our school website. But what I'd say to everyone out there, please come and have a look at our schools. It's quite deceptive when you drive past. But our grounds are phenomenal. They really go back a long way. And we've got massive sort of outside areas as well, so really blessed with our grounds and what we can offer the
yeah,
children
great,
as well.
Great
and
sports field there, yeah.
What I forgot to do at the start was say hello to everyone as well, because they're probably listening back at school. So hopefully there'll be a big cheer at school. Hello, Hillside First School, children and adults.
Right, well, thanks, folks, for coming in. It's been wonderful. And Olivia and Isabella, I'm going to let you say hello to whoever you want to say hello to now, and then we'll play a little tune. So Olivia, who do you want to say hello to?
Hello to all my friends, my auntie and my grandparents, because I think they're listening in.
What's your auntie's name?
My auntie's... I have a few aunties that are going to be listening.
All right, all your aunties then. Okay. Isabella?
I think my dad and my mum are going to be listening.
Oh, yeah, also my dad and my mum too.
Of course, don't forget your mum and dad.
Yeah.
Right, so what should we play then? You know what we're playing, don't you?
Shotgun!
Shotgun!
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the heart